saved all your aluminum cans, your foil, your pie pads, all your chewing gum wrappers, any other little pieces of aluminum foil you get anyway, you get them. Bring them out to the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon at Lakeside Cycle Systems. We'll pay some money to Jerry's kids for your aluminum. WR means in Kansas. Talk about Dolly Parton on a bicycle. A bust on the Schwinn. 1240 WROV, romance with me while you dance with me. It's the Carpenters, Karen and Richie at WROV, and I'm Pat at 982-1240. 1280 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett with your weather. Clouds increasing this morning. Chance of some showers coming, too, with a low at 70. Clouds and showers likely again today with a high at 85. A chance of rain 20 this morning and 50 today. It's partly clear at 76 now at WROV. 22 WROV, and I'm Patrick W. Garrett with a look at the sports coming up. 25 past midnight at WROV with Mopsy Seeger. Radio station you grew up with has grown up with you too. 1240 WROV. At 1240 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett with Ronnie Millsap. There's no getting over me, so I'll get on the top.
Well, you can
walk. 1240 WROV, 22 to 1, and I'm Pat Garrett with the sports scores and all the other sports stuff, too, for you. Britain's Sue Barker is going to face Mary Lou Piatek in Sunday's finals of a tennis tournament going on in Richmond. Barker beat Pam Shriver 5-7, 7-6, 6-1, and Piatek topped Betsy Nagelson 7-5, 4-6, 6-3. Brian Gottfried and Tony Graham are going to compete for the first place money in a tennis tournament in Stowe, Vermont. Or maybe that's Stowe. It's S-T-O-W-E. That'd be Stowe or Stowe. Pick either one you want. I don't care, just so you're happy. Gottfried got by Yugoslavia's Marco Ostoja. 466076, which just gives more credence to my theory that you can't be any good at tennis if you've got a common, easy-to-pronounce name. Some baseball. American League Detroit over the Yankees 8-5. Boston took Texas in 10, 5-3. It was Seattle blanket Minnesota 6-0. Toronto beat Milwaukee 4-3. Kansas City took Cleveland 5-3. 13 innings. The A's bumped off the Angels 8-7. Baltimore beat the Chicago White Sox 4-0. Over in the National, after 7, Houston leads San Diego 4-0. After 5.5, Atlanta leads the Dodgers 2-1. The end of 15, the Cubs finally bumped off the Pirates 4-3. Mets beat Philadelphia 3-1. San Francisco took Cincinnati 5-2. And St. Louis at Montreal was called off cause of rain. Carolina League, it was Kinston over the Redbirds 5-2. Lynchburg took Alexandria 1-0. Peninsula beat Durham 10-1. Winston-Salem beat Hagerstown 10-9. An exhibition football going on. The Bengals beat the Lions 30-20. It was Falcons over the Jets 21-20. Patriots took the Buccaneers 17-16. It was Eagles over the Steelers 36-20. Browns beat the Bills 13-10. Rams over the Cowboys 33-21. The Chiefs beat the Bears 13-0. It was Packers over the Oakland Raiders. Do you believe this? The Packers beat the Oakland Raiders. It was 34-14. It wasn't close either. Giants beat the Colts 20-17. Dolphins over the Broncos 24-14. The Chargers beat the 49ers 31-28. Accurate weekend weather. Clouds increasing this morning with a chance of some showers coming down on us, too, and a low at 70. Clouds and showers likely again today with a high at 85. The chance of rain 2 and 10 this morning. 50-50 chance of it today. It's partly clear in 76 at WROV. Partly clear skies 75 at 1 o'clock.
Depend on.
Diamond girl, you're so fine. It's Seals and Cross at WROV. It's 104 and I'm Pat Garrett. A little earlier when I was coming to work, stopped, got my dinner at Burger King over on Franklin Road, met a couple of friends and they wanted me to say hi to them on the radio. So I said I'd do it a little after once. I could say hi to Joanna and Kathy from Burger King. Also got a riddle for you. What has two buns and a tennis racket? Burger Gene King.
This is Rick Mosher.
1240 WROV. It's 109. I'm Pat Garrett. The class of 75 of Staten River High is going to have their get-together at Bedford Lake this coming Sunday, a week from today. If you're a class member and you need some info on that, I've got it for you. 982-1240. 1240 WROV and PG with the boy from NYC. 1240 WROV, your weather with Alan's coming up in a couple of seconds, but first, there's gonna be some heartburn tonight. Yeah. Back-to-back Eagles at WROV, and I'm Pat here, and Alan says some clouds increasing this morning, maybe some showers too, with a low at 70. Clouds and showers likely today with a high at 85. 76 now at partly clear at WROV. .128 at WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. A couple of quickie baseball scores just in. The Braves beat the Dodgers 6-4. Houston beat San Diego 5-0. I'll be going over all the other sports scores a little later on, but if you need one now, I'll give it to you if you can't wait and everything. 982-1240. You're listening to the radio station with which you grew up, and we grew up with you, too. 1240 WROV. 23-2 at WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett with Eddie Rabbit. WROV, hop by hop, that's Eddie Rabbit. I'm Pat Garrett, and I got your weather for you, too. Clouds increasing this morning with a chance of a shower, low at 70. Clouds and showers likely again all day long with a high at 85. 20% chance of rain this morning, 50-50 chance today. It's partly clear, 75 now at WROV. Why don't you stay? Bob Seger, WROV, and we've got tonight.
When we'll
and we got partly clear skies, 74 at 2 o'clock.
Depend on.
Slow Hand, Pointed Sisters at WROV. It's 209 and I'm Pat Garrett. This radio program has been awarded the seal of acceptance from the Mill Mountain Zoo, who is also having a bluegrass festival featuring the East Virginia Grass Band this afternoon, 12:30 to 5. Zoo admissions, a buck for adults and 50 cents for the young kiddies. 212 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett with Roseanne Cash, who has 7-year acne. 1240 WROV, and Herb Albert, he's a magic man. I'm Pat Garrett, I'm a magic man, too. Only I must not be very good at it, because whenever I start doing my magic tricks, all my friends disappear. It's really awful. Here's your weather for you, Valley. Clouds coming into the valley this morning. Chances of showers, too, and a low at 70. Cloud showers likely all day long, too, with a high at 85. 20% chance of rain this morning. 50-50 chance of it all day long. Right now it's partly clear, 74 at WROV. 222 at WROV and Pat Garrett with Diana Ross, Lionel Richie. WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett with a complete look at all the sports from yesterday, coming up a few minutes away for you. 409 at WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. We'd like you to know Lifelines Anonymous, a self-help support group for families and friends of the mentally disabled, sponsored by the Mental Health Association, are having an open meeting on managing stress this afternoon at 4 at Raleigh Court United Methodist Church. If you'd like more details, I'm at 982-1240. Pass 4 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett with your Alan Archer Sunday weather mation. Clouds increasing this morning with the chance of some showers, a low at 70. Clouds and showers likely all day today with a high at 85. 20% chance of it coming this morning. 50-50 chance of showers today. And right now, partly clear at 71 at WROV. 1240 WROV with Dave Loggins. Please come to Boston. Elvis fans from all over the world are going to remember August 16th, 77, 4 years ago today. We'll remember Elvis, too, with some of his music coming up this afternoon on WROV. This is the radio station with which you grew up, and we've grown up with you, too. 1240 WROV. WROV Sunday Accurate Weather Asian. Clouds increasing all day long with a 50-50 chance of rain at a high at 85. It's partly clear at 71 now at WROV. Well, before 5 at WROV, oh Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? 9 to 5 at WROV, a double threat, trivia, and supercard contest beginning Monday on WROV. 3 to 5, and I'm Pat Garrett with the WROV 24-hour news.
Residents of the Florida Keys have been told to prepare to evacuate as Tropical Storm Dennis gathers strength. A hurricane watch has been issued for South Florida, and forecasters say there may be hurricane warnings for the Keys by dawn. Dennis was last reported to be 150 miles south-southeast of Key West and heading northward at 5 miles per hour. Winds reach 74 miles an hour. Dennis will become the first hurricane of the 81 season. So far, though, the highest sustained winds measured have been around 45. This is the day air controllers in Portugal plan to stop handling U.S. flights for 2 days, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. The action is in support for the striking U.S. controllers, but the Federal Aviation Administration says it will only have a slight effect on air travel across the Atlantic. The FAA is denying a report that supervisors in 3 states have been asking some striking controllers to come back to work. The controllers' union says that some of its members in New Hampshire, Virginia, and Florida have been asked to tell the FAA that they had been frightened into walking off the job. A union spokesman calls that union busting. Produce from much of California's richest farming region is now under quarantine. Authorities declared yesterday that no fruit or vegetables may leave a 264-square-mile area of the San Joaquin Valley without first being fumigated or processed. Today's edition of the Philadelphia Bulletin could be its last unless the paper's 8 unions agree to almost $5 million in contract concessions. The paper's owners say that they need the extra money to keep the paper running, and they say they'll shut down today if no agreement is reached. Management plans a joint meeting with all 8 of the unions this morning, and a federal mediator has imposed a news blackout until those talks are finished. Egypt's President Sadat has reportedly told President Reagan that Egypt will let the U.S. use all of its facilities in any future military crisis. According to the London Sunday Times, Sadat made the pledge in a letter given to Reagan earlier this month while the Egyptian leader was in Washington. The newspaper also quoted Sadat as saying Egypt is more important strategically to Washington than Israel is. The Air Force Reserve has begun its largest peacetime exercises ever. Aircraft from bases around the country began arriving at Westover Air Force Base in Massachusetts yesterday. The maneuvers will last 2 weeks, with war games slated to begin a week from today. He had just had a feeling. So Harry Chase left about $91 on his kitchen table with a note before taking off for a week-long vacation. The note, addressed to a potential burglar, said, "The money is all yours. So there's no need to ransack the house looking for more. It's all here." Chase also asked that the robber not be a jerk and steal anything. "Be honest," he demanded. Well, somebody obliged. The 80-year-old retired seaman returned to his home. His New Orleans home had been broken into, and the money was gone. But the rest of the house was apparently untouched.
Want to talk with
Eleanor? And right now, partly clear sky, 70 degrees at 5:02. I'm not going to say Alan is a dull guy, but he wears a medic alert bracelet that says, "I'm not dead. Trust me.
Depend on."
510 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett, reminding you the Roto City Cooperative Extension Service offers monthly how-to fact sheets, providing localized basic information on timely horticultural concerns. This month's is on lawn care. You can get yours free at the city extension office or any city library. 517 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. Here's your weather. Clouds increasing this morning, with showers likely, too. That basically being the same thing we're going to have all day long. Low this morning at 70, high today at 85. The rain chance 50-50 all day long. It's partly clear now, 71 at WROV. Elvira, the Oak Ridge Boys at WROV. It's 20 after 5, and I'm Pat Garrett. You know, today's Sunday, and we get the big edition of the comics in the Sunday paper today. The color edition, no less. I thought I'd give you a preview of what to expect today in your favorite comic strips. Again, today's funnies, Garfield kills a petunia bed. Mary Worth discovers her bun is malignant. Also in the funnies today, Linus tells his mother he's just playing tent with his blanket. Dagwood makes his wildest sandwich ever. And the family dog Daisy is reported missing. And in Little Orphan Annie today, Little Orphan Annie cleans out her closet and finds the pupils that fell out of her eyes.
W-R-O-V. It's been a hard day.
Hard Day's Night, the Beatles, W-R-O-V. I'm Pat Garrett. Now it's time for what I call the last chance sports. This is the last we do the sports for a couple of hours, so if you want to know what they are, here they are. You might want to even write them down. Nah, you probably remember them all. Here's what's going on. Britain's Sue Barker recovered from a first-set loss to down Pam Shriver, 5-7, 7-6, 6-1, in the semis of a tennis tournament in Richmond. Barker will meet Mary Lou Piatek in Sunday's finals, coming up later today, with an $18,000 winner's purse at stake. Piatek outlasted Betsy Nagelson, 7-5, 4-6, 6-3, in an earlier semifinal. Carolina League action, Winston over Hagerstown, 10-9. It was Lynchburg over Alexandria, 1-0. Peninsula took Durham, 10-1. Kinston beat the Redbirds, 5-2. West Virginia beat the Virginia Hunters, 41-2. Kind of switching to football here. The San Diego Chargers took the 49ers, 31-28 in NFL exhibition. A lot of those games. Here's some other ones. Packers beat the Oakland Raiders, 34-14. Giants beat the Colts, 20-17. It was Dolphins, 24. Broncos, 14. Patriots over the Buccaneers, 17-16. The Bengals beat the Lions, 30-20. It was Eagles over the Steelers, 36-20. The Rams took the Cowboys, 33-21. Falcons over the Jets, 21-20. Browns beat the Bills, 13-10. Kansas City Chiefs took the Chicago Bears, 13-0. In baseball, in the American League, Detroit took the Yankees, 8-5. It was Boston over Texas in 10 innings, 5-3. Seattle beat Minnesota, 6-0. Toronto down Milwaukee, 4-3. It was Kansas City over Cleveland, 5-3. Took 13 innings, and Oakland bumped off California, 8-7. Baltimore blanked the White Sox, 4-0. In the National League, the Astros beat the Padres, 5-0. It was Atlanta over the Dodgers, 6-4. Cubs beat the Pirates, 4-3. That one took 15. Mets over the Phils, 3-1. San Francisco over Cincinnati, 5-2. And St. Louis and Montreal was called off because of some rain. That's it, sports from WROV. 529, and you're listening to the radio station you grew up with, and we grew up with you too. 1240 WROV. 1240 WROV. John C. Fogerty at CCR. Looking out my back door. I'm Pat Garrett. It's time for me to leave. They told me I got to go back to my cage. I'll see you again tonight at midnight after Matt Eichel brings you the Sunday Night Hall of Fame on 1240 WROV. Bye.